The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
And we begin the second hour of the National Intel Report. Today's date is May 19th, 2020. 1-800-313-9443. Before we get our first call here, I just wanted to point out with the frontline warriors, I love the terminology because this is all very purposeful. It's to play with your mind. It's actually to plant a seed here. The frontline warrior. Always making war. Always putting their spin of war to show us that they are on top of it. Well, let's look back at some of the wars, the failed wars that our United States government has been a part of. I'm going to see their list here. War on drugs, F. The war on poverty, a big flat F. The war on homelessness, F. The war on legal immigration, F. The war on terrorism, F. The war on obesity, F. The war on the invisible COVID-19 virus, F. It's amazing, the invisible enemy here. Now, normally we have terrorists, you have a focal vision of a terrorist attack. You get a plane slammed into a building. The building comes crumbling down like World Trade Center, building number 7. Of course, we know that was an inside job, building 7. So you have that presence, that focal, that vision stays in your mind of a terrorist act. Thousands of people died. Hey, don't forget the lying number on that one, by the way, too. I think they said around 100,000 people died at the World Trade Center in those buildings at the time. And it turned out it was like under 4,000 people actually died between the buildings that all fell. Again, another lying big number. So don't trust any numbers coming from government. So the frontline warriors, yes, we must put a spin on it, a spin of war. We are taking on the invisible enemy. You don't need the physical, actual destruction of the terrorist. The invisible enemy is in the air. It's all around you. You need to stay home. And you need to obey us because we are here to save you. You know, I started thinking today, another objective, it never came to mind until my next door neighbor had made a comment, and I started thinking about it, and I said to my wife today, I think I may have figured out another objective to this whole thing, other than the economic reset and numerous other things, but that was probably the primary, the big, big one. But this thing had many, many, many objectives. But I started thinking about a comment he made. It just seemed to be, you know, we know a second stimulus check is coming for $1,200. All this money is going out. There's bailouts for the casinos. I say no. There's bailouts for the cruise industry. I say no. There's a bailout for the oil industry. I say no. I remember who else gets a bailout here. Everybody gets a bailout. All the corporate fascists get a bailout. Well, let me tell you something about the free enterprise capitalistic society here. Those who don't survive and die send a message to others who come in with their replacement and say, you know what, I'm going to do it right. So I say let these entities die. Be a learning lesson. If there's a safety net, do you ever really learn a lesson? If you know somebody's going to be there to catch you and take care of you and fix all things, do you ever really learn a lesson? Same goes to your personal life and a marriage. Bad marriage, second marriage, third marriage. Mistakes. Corporations make mistakes. Make big mistakes. Why don't they pay the cost of those big mistakes? Why do you, the taxpayers, have to pay for their mistakes? I say let them all go under. The companies that come in to replace these people, these corporations, will learn a lesson from their hardship to do it right this time. Let it be a lesson. Let it be a lesson. Those who die, send a message to others how to do it right. Forget the safety nets. Forget the bailouts. We go to the phones here. First call, John in Michigan. You're on the show.
Hello, Steve. I'm calling from northern Michigan. A beautiful day. No chemtrails Good. Since the middle of March. I guess they don't want people to see planes in the air, and they might begin to wonder. You asked why they get these bailouts. Well, because the Rothschilds own it all. It's that book that Ron McDonald wrote. They own it all, including you, so they're using that. So that's one reason why they get their bailout, because they're bailing themselves out. And one thing that came up to me, I wasn't talking about 9/11, but you brought up, I believe on the day of 9/11, wasn't there an airline that crashed in New York that you never hear about? I remember seeing
Not to
that.
My knowledge. Not to my knowledge.
Okay. Okay, well, that's not why I was calling to begin with. I have a client up here. They're both doctors, a husband and wife. They work downstate. And one's an ER doctor. The other one is a practitioner. And I saw him this weekend, and he wasn't social distancing. He wasn't worried about a mask. He says, this is all fraud, John. He Good. Said, we had a heart attack patient come in, and one of my colleagues took care of him. And he says they get like $40,000 for a respirator, so that happened. Are you still there, Steve?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Hello? Oh, okay.
I had to clear my throat. I'm still here.
Okay. And then when the patient passed away, he checked the the certificate to see what was the cause. And it was the doctor, his colleague, put down COVID.
Are you serious?
Yes. Yes.
The guy dies from a myocardial infarction. He dies from a myocardial infarction, a heart attack, and he puts down COVID for the death?
Yes. And my friends, he said, he questioned the doctor, and he said, why did you do that? And he said, because I was told to. So this is a fraud.
You think my guesstimate on the number, half it, take half of it, might be legit?
Well, anybody that is compromised, as much as some of these senior citizens are, they're going to die of the diet, if anything. And if you have that test, that negative positive or positive negative, where you have the genetic and the antibodies, you're going to. They can just add now. A lawyer friend that I communicate with on email. He stated that the CDC came out and said that instead of on a certificate, died from COVID, it's died with COVID.
Ah, okay.
So they're using their false test to add to the certificate of that. Going back to Indiana in your early days, it was Dick the Bruiser.
Yeah, Dick the Bruiser.
Dick the Bruiser.
Yeah.
And where did you live in Indiana?
I lived in Indianapolis.
Because my son lives in Zionville.
Yeah, Zionville. It's up a ways, up north by Carmel, Indiana. Yeah, Zionville.
Right. Beautiful area. Kind of strange Orthodox as far as like the bars and the restaurants. They have to have black windows. But he does. Do you have a pet at home?
I do. I have two dogs.
You have a dog?
Yeah.
Well, my son has a business out of Indianapolis, and he sells raw food for dogs and cats. and he's on Amazon, and he's in the top 10. He's in the top 10 of raw food in the country. And if you want to check his website out, it's rawpawspetfoods.com.
Well, I tell you, I had some really good memories with Dick the Bruiser. I'd go over his house and play some basketball with his son, and he would drive up in his dune buggy, and he had this gravelly voice because he was kind of karate chopped.
Right.
Yeah, just like that, karate chopped in the Adam's apple. But what a sweetheart, nice guy, and he was fake back then. It's funny because I knew that as a kid. My next door neighbor, his mother was a nurse, ER nurse, and I knew right away. I mean, this is not possible to do all these things they do in WWF, and I mean, you'd have brain damage, you've had all kinds of spinal cord injuries, and they would shut this thing down so fast. So it was acting. It was just plain old acting, and I don't know why people waste their time. Those are the same people who actually go to the tractor pulls and the big cars and all that stuff too, I assume, but I don't know. I figured it out really fast. This isn't real stuff, but I did have some good memories with the guy, and spent a little time with Dick the Bruiser. Nice guy.
It's one of the most profitable entertainment in the world, big-time wrestling. But going back to the doctor thing in the hospital, he just kept saying, you know, that it was something that it was abominable that this is going on and that he has to be, you know, he can't do anything about it.
Right.
So, keep up the good work. And if you're ever in Zionville, my son's, check him out, the Raw Paws Pet Foods.
I will do.
It's good stuff. All right. God bless.
John? Thank you for your call. Appreciate that. I'm going to go back to the phones here. Pat in Fort Worth, you're on the show.
Hi.
Hello, Pat.
I was thinking about other things, but when you started talking about war, I thought about something. We really should be in a war. Now, what I'm saying is a spiritual war, because the Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities and rulers of darkness in the world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Well, all this stuff about Gates, Mel Gates or whatever her name is.
Yeah, Bill Gates.
Being on the Today Show with her upside-down cross, that's not exactly the peace symbol, which symbolizes when you go into witchcraft, they turn the cross upside down and they break the arms down, and it says that you reject Jesus forever. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, she wore a pink. Well, I don't even wear pink. I hate pink anymore. It means abortion. It's just, I'm done with it. Petunias, forget it. I'll take any color but pink. And the thing was, then I go looking into this thing, and not only does Hillary and her daughter Chelsea do it, but I see Ben Carson talking about it. Ben Carson's talking about them being witches. And I'm thinking, you know, why do we start worrying about bullets when Jesus died to give us all the power? He took the keys of hell away from him, and that's the way we ought to be doing. And I'm telling everybody, you know what? Just pray confusion in the camp of the enemy. So if it's a physical enemy or if it's a spiritual enemy, hey, you know, that's the end time thing there, that enemies go fight themselves, and I'm ready to see it.
Pat, I thank you for your call. I appreciate that. Thank you. John in Austin, you're on the show.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, Scottish John.
Hey, mate. There's a video on YouTube about a guy from the BBC who takes a trip up the Congo River, and they reach a part of the river where it drops quite a bit, and the power of this water that's created there, someone has said that if they built a hydroelectric power station there, they could generate electricity for the whole African continent. And with all this Bill Gates and his vaccines going on, I just thought to myself, well, Mr. Gates, if you wanted to help these poor people, I'm sure you and your fellow philanthropists between you would have enough money to pay for the building of this power station. And then when you have that done, you could then proceed to making the rest of the place farmable, where people could grow decent food and have clean water.
Right.
But no, that never seems to come up as an idea.
Nope, I agree.
They don't want to prevent any diseases or the things that these poor people have endured for bloody years. All we've ever
well,
done.
Well, remember, John, that there's no money to be made in cures. Okay.
Oh, I know.
There's no money to be made in cures. I do believe there are cures. I do believe there are cures out there. They've been suppressed and they're holding them down. I mean, if they want to depopulate, they want to bring down the population of the entire world to, let's say, 400 to 450 million people. If we had cures, for God's sakes, we'd have more than 7.9 billion people on the planet. Now, that's just one. There might be some people who actually get the cure for cancer. I think Jimmy Carter got it. He flew to Israel, and he got his cancer taken away. He's all cancer-free now. But very, very few people actually get a cure for the cancer itself. I do believe there are cures, but cures are not profitable. Yeah. Can't make money on that. That's why your TV is just flooded with all these cures, these little palliative things to suppress the symptoms from your ailments. And if you noticed, you watch these commercials lately, John, that they're showing young people that are now afflicted with these ailments and these problems that were associated with the elderly. I got a new one this week. I saw it is IBS-C, irritable bowel syndrome, and now we've added a C, constipation. So you have too much loose stool or you have constipation. We got you fixed up anyway. It works. The acronyms. It's no longer saying rheumatoid arthritis. It's RA. You know, all these acronyms they throw around. Everybody's throwing around acronyms.
Well,
but look at the young people. Look at the young people in those commercials. They're young people.
I don't have TV, Steve, so I don't see these commercials.
Well, I'm telling you, these are young people. Now, I look at these commercials, John, and I see young people. Do you know what I think to myself is? What is going wrong with the health of this country that all these young people are sick? Not elderly. These are very young people in their 20s and early 30s. What's wrong here? Am I the only one who sees that? These are young people with all kinds of diseases now. It shouldn't be.
Well,
so what's causing
it? I don't know if I've told you this before, but I was first diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis back around about 1990. Approximately 30 years ago, and I suffered with it for 2 years, and I happened to be working with a guy one night. He gave me a book that was a translation of ancient Chinese medicine, and I cut a long story short. I took 3 pounds of black-seeded grapes every day for 5 days, a total of 15 pounds of black-seeded grapes, and at the end of those 5 days, I was as clean as a whistle.
Okay.
Now, in 2007... I got married to a bird here in Austin, and I had to go through this little procedure to be given permanent resident status. Part of that was taking 2 vaccinations, which I didn't want to do, but I went ahead and did it. And a year later, I'm diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis again. And right now, it's killing me. I tried to take some treatment there at a local hospital, but I stopped taking it because it was intravenous stuff they were doing to me. I can't remember what it was called, but it affected me, and I said, no, I'm not. The guy already told me, he says, this may cause cancer, and I thought about it and thought about it, and then after the first one where they gave me this 4-hour procedure, I came home, and after a week, I started noticing things, and I says, no, I'm not going back. I'm not going to continue with this nonsense. So,
hey, thanks for your call, John. I appreciate your call.
All right.
So we've got chemtrails being sprayed overhead. We've got fluoride in our water. We've got lead in our water. Hormones and antibiotics in our beef and our food chain. And they're spraying Roundup on our crops. Unhealthy practice. Unhealthy people. pharmaceuticals right there to make a mint on you. We'll be right back.
Show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back. This is the National Intel Report. Steve Elkins sitting in for John Stadmiller today. Should be back tomorrow. I think I might come back tomorrow, too. I've got to get this off my chest. I just can't wait till next Sunday. I was so disappointed on Sunday not to do my show. You can imagine, I'm right there. I'm in the saddle, ready to go. I'm talking to my guys, and then suddenly, boom, gone again. I worked with it all day, and I thought I had it figured out, and it's just a bad system here, not my personal operating system, but the service I'm getting from OpticalTel. Very bad. They're going to be fired here any day now. I'm going to go back to the phones here. Let's go back to California here. John in California, you're on the show.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, John.
I missed you Sunday night. I'm sorry. But I'm glad to see you.
I did too. I missed me.
I was kind of looking forward to two of you going back over all this stuff. It's nice to hear you.
I'm here today. Let's do it today.
Here's a quick thing out in California. This is this thing about the homeless. They were had all these hotel rooms contracted. Well, as of today, they've got a report that half of them are empty.
I can believe that.
Yeah, I'm not surprised at that either. So that's another big boondoggle. But this whole thing, talking about this, either on our local neighborhood watch, we, you know, communicate back and forth. And even with family, I've been talking with my family the last few days. We get together and sit, you know, apart, but have a nice conversation. It's just, they, I know it's just, unfortunately, they don't get it. And I'm not the kind of person who wants to tell back to them. It says, you don't get it. You're not looking at anything. You're just believing what the media says. And I'm not the kind of person who wants to get in a fight with them or argue like that. Sometimes I wish it was like John Stadmiller could do it, but I can't. But it's interesting to listen to their bent. Sometimes I put in a few things like, well, you know, they're lumping this all together. Think about they're lumping this all together. Right. The guy comes in and dies.
Well, that's actually the phrase they're using right now, John, is that we're all in this together. And I say, no, we're not. I'm not in your petri dish. I'm not gonna participate. I'm not gonna follow the rules because I see a scam going on here. I saw a scam from day one, just like I figured out 9/11 that fast. I figured this one out really fast. I did not figure it was for the economic collapse right off the bat, but that came to me, and then many more objectives after that. It's a scamdemic, no doubt about it. It was plandemic. I mean, John, if you want to go back and you want to show, you know, tell people you talk to, show them some things that just don't play out. It doesn't make sense. It can't be called a coincidence. Like I said, that book from Dean Koontz, 1983, The Eyes of Darkness, the 2003 series called The Dead Zone. It's called Pandemic. It talks about a coronavirus, and the cure is chloroquine. It's amazing. These things, it's just, and then Event 201 back in October of 2019, the plandemic, the trial run. You see, you understand these military exercises and these trial runs are the pretext to doing the real thing later on. And that's how you convince people to say, wait a minute here, that that's just too remarkable. That has to be something that was planned out. And then they figure it out more after that. But that's what I usually start with that. That's usually what I start with.
Well, I did catch a little thing with my daughter and son-in-law over there. And I said, mm-hmm. well, you know, these hospitals, you know, they bring in somebody that's got corona. Well, they get $13,000. They put them on a ventilator. Right. They got almost $40,000. And yep. I said, what's going on? How come they didn't do this and this other stuff before all this happened?
That's right.
I said, you know, it's our money going after that. You know, think about it. Yeah. But I think, like I said, I try to start, say, hey, look at this, or RV, and some of these go on the internet, look this up, and they kind of roll their eyes. And I said, until they actually do this or something happens that they have to do this to find out. That's the unfortunate thing I'm concerned about. But then again, you know, like I said, and the other thing I tell them, we're not in a lockdown. Well, I think they agree with that. We're really sheltered out here. If we were in a lockdown, we wouldn't be here. That's all that they still, you know, locked. No.
Well, what we're seeing right now, we're witnessing right now is the second greatest redistribution of wealth other than in 2007, 2008, the banker crisis. We're seeing the second biggest transfer of wealth ever and government grabbing more power and control over the people. There, you know, this PSYOP here, I think they looked back at Jade Helm, what they learned on Jade Helm. Of course, that was carried out by the United Nations, but the United States was helping with that. I think they looked at Jade Helm, and they kind of bring all this stuff together to see how can we control the people? What can we tell them? And then we can use a lot of fear, of course. Fear usually suspends common sense, any kind of critical thinking. I mean, it's a fight or flight reaction here most of the time with something like that. So people don't think. So they're easy to move with emotion. And if you throw a lot of death statistics, that is going to kill you. Of course, Fauci came out saying 10 times more contagious than the regular flu. Well, that opens your eyes to say, oh my God, this is serious stuff. That's if he was telling the truth. Of course, we know that was an outright lie. So I start give them little bits and pieces, John, and then work from there. I need to move on here. Hey, thanks for the call, though. I appreciate it, John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Nights in white satin, never reaching the end. Letters I've written, never meaning to send. Beauty I'd always miss.
And we are back. Before I take this next caller, I'm going to give this little story here, because my next caller is from New York and I want to get his take on this. But Governor Rick DeSantis down here in Florida has said he welcomes people to come back to enjoying what we have down here in Florida. A lot of tourism, of course, that's what we live on, is tourism. Of course, Mario Cuomo, except Mario Cuomo, I can't remember what his first name, Mario was his father. The son was saying, the governor there in New York was saying, that New Yorkers pay for everything down here. That we would not be in business without New York. And that's not true. We have a lot of things down here. We've got Universal Studios. We've got Busch Gardens. We got great beaches. We got a lot of people coming down here, not just from New York, to spend money. But he thinks that New York is the primary source of income down here for Florida. And I got news for you. You're not. People come from all over the area, all over the globe, to come down here to Disney, to Universal Studios, to enjoy Florida, the beaches, the sunshine, away from home, away from the stress. So he's very much wrong on that. Well, he was wrong on the 30,000 ventilators. What has he been right on, Cuomo there? 30,000 ventilators. I think they needed 6,000 finally. But 30,000, we need 30,000 right away. again, drumming up the numbers, the fear factor. And again, who was asked? Nobody was asking the questions. Nobody was asking, hey, wait a minute here. Do you really have this many patients to need request 30,000? And where are you going to store all these? Again, the questions, using some critical thinking. I think this way all the time. And I laughed at that when I saw 30,000. And he was getting very angry at FEMA. You're not going to give us any. But he said that everyone is welcome down to Florida for the vacation rentals down here. Lots of vacation rental beach houses, except New Yorkers. You are not welcome. You cannot come down here and rent a beach house. First of all, that's illegal and unconstitutional. So I'm sure that's going to go to. It's a scam. It's a plandemic. It's a scandemic. And New Yorkers have just as much right to come down here, a beach house, or go on the beach. A stupid move by our governor to say that. So I'm going to go to the phones here and get this call from New York. Brisk in New York, you're on the show.
How you doing? I'm from upstate New York, but everything you said is the truth as far as that call mode. Dealing with this guy, he's on every day. He comes on every day. One day he's in Buffalo. One day he goes to Albany. One day he goes to Rochester. One day in Syracuse. Back to New York, and it's the same old garbage. But here's what I was calling you about. Since May 10th, Mother's Day, when I was listening to you, tuned in for the first time, and I've been tuned in ever since. So sorry I missed you on the 17th there, but this pandemic thing. Now, is this a coincidence or what? The minute I heard about that, I went looking for it. I went to four different sites. They had nine seasons that year. Nine. You can go and watch anything you want, but if you go to season two, the fourth week, sorry, cannot play this video.
Hmm.
How's about that one?
Interesting. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they're taking down videos on YouTube. They're taking down videos on YouTube, like right, left and right now. Especially if it's if it's giving information and educating people to the hoax itself. Like I said, it does exist, and I had an issue with a host. He said I didn't believe it. It's there. It is a pathogen. It is COVID-19, but it is not the end of all humanity. And this thing is being played up. There's an agenda with it. I knew that right off the bat.
Oh, yeah, I'm total agreement with you, because why can you go and watch anything you want in that, what was it, Dead Zone, I think it is?
Yeah, right.
Was that the
Dead
name
Zone
of it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was called the Dead Zone, 2003 Dead Zone.
You got it. And how can you go in there and watch everything else? But when you go to that one you're talking about, they done shut that right down. But I keep trying it to see if I can get it. So we'll keep.
Yeah, I played it two or three weeks ago, and I think you could still find it out there. I played it about 2 weeks ago, and
I know it's full of truth.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I need to push on here. Thanks, Brisk. I appreciate it, and we'll talk to you real soon. I want to play a clip here. Now, I've got Fred in Iowa, Tony in Chicago, and Lenny in California. You guys just hold a second here. I want to play this clip. I think you're going to want to hear it, and I'm sure you'll have some questions about it. So, Mike, this is about Bill Gates' apoject COVID-19 vaccine, the 500 million vial doses that are coming our way, the ones they're going to be pushing on you, the ones that Donald Trump says he's going to use our military to administer the vaccine. I think you ought to hear this. Go ahead and play the clip.
Today, the world is battling a global pandemic, and there's plenty of work to do. Some needs are obvious, like developing medicines and vaccines. Some needs are less obvious, like finding a faster way to put those medicines and vaccines into small glass vials so every person in America can quickly get vaccinated. This task sounds simple, but it's surprisingly hard. America has 330 million people, all of whom will likely need 2 to 4 injections. That means packaging between 660 million and 1.3 billion doses of a vaccine, which requires an enormous number of glass vials and syringes. We have some of those glass vials and syringes in stockpiles, but not nearly enough. and it will take at least 12 months to get the needed amounts. We can't wait that long. And
yes,
even if we somehow got all the glass vials and syringes, we will also need specialized filling machinery to fill all those vials. Again, we have some, but not nearly enough. And for guaranteed access, those filling lines must be located in the U.S. Unfortunately, most are overseas. These obstacles explain why America's Assistant Secretary for Preparedness and Response and the Strategic National Stockpile, both part of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, have teamed up with a U.S. company called Apigex Systems America to help package hundreds of millions of doses of vaccines and therapeutics fast. The partnership is called the RAPID Consortium. RAPID will build U.S.-based facilities to make a new kind of plastic prefilled syringe at extraordinary speed. These facilities will make enough prefilled syringes to inject every man, woman, and child in America with just the right dose 30 days after a vaccine becomes available. Plus, every prefilled syringe can have an RFID chip attached. This will allow healthcare workers to use their mobile phones to automatically capture where and when every injection takes place, helping public health officials make more informed decisions. And to help make sure this vital national resource gets built on time, one of the world's 10 largest investment banks, Jefferies Financial Group, is raising $1 billion in capital. The secret of RAPID's filling speed is an FDA-approved aseptic plastic manufacturing process called blow, fill, seal, or BFS for short. It's the same process that makes disposable eyedrop containers. Every year, BFS is used to package billions of doses of vaccines and medicines worldwide.
I got something for that.
Building the RAPID network would ordinarily take 3 to 5 years. But RAPID is finding ways to start making tens of millions of prefilled syringes every month later this year. RAPID is what America and the world need, a public-private partnership that blends government defense expertise with private enterprise efficiency. I'm Jay Walker, the chairman of RAPID. Together, we will overcome this virus for a safer, healthier society.
Did you guys all catch that BFS? I had some different wording for that because that's what this really is. It really is. Catch that 2 to 4 vaccines injections for each person, RFID chip, mobile phone could actually scan it to find out if you've had your vaccine. Hey, do you feel like you're living in an episode of The Twilight Zone maybe, or maybe in a chapter, an unwritten chapter of George Orwell's 1984, just a smidgen? Because that's where we're going with this. That's exactly where we're going. Government controlling us, controlling the people. And I have no doubt about it. I have no doubt about it. I am 100% of this, that this vaccine will screw up your health. And I mean, don't forget, now the Supreme Court has given the green light to the pharmaceutical industry. Don't worry about it. There will be no lawsuits against you if you cause harm with your vaccine because you mean well. So, no, that's no guarantee to me. I don't play Russian roulette on the weekends. I don't sit back with my revolver, put one chamber in the chamber there and flip it around a little bit and see if I can beat it. You know, six rounds, I got one in there. Let's see if I can beat it. That's the same thing you'd be doing with this vaccine. Don't do it. Push back. And we'll succeed if we all stick together on this one. It is a scamdemic, no doubt about it. Ka-ching, ka-ching. This is major moneymaker. And this will be a yearly thing, just like your regular flu vaccine. Don't forget that. And you are giving them control and power. If this is an RFID chip, this, you know, when I first saw RFIDs coming out, I said, sci-fi type stuff. Okay, and they gave you the excuse they wanted to use it on your dog and your cat to track your animal if they're lost. Well, that sounds like a legit type thing. It always seems that the technology always seems to fall in the hands of people who use it in a very evil, nasty, mean way. So I started thinking, what if you started to put it in these people? You know, you could track people. Yeah, you could do that. So, well, let's try it on, how about prisoners? When we release them, they're on parole. We can track them that way. We don't need to do the ankle bracelet thing. Let's just put it in a vaccine, and we can track them with an RFID chip in a vaccine. All right, how about old people that escape and walk away from nursing homes? Yeah, let's put it in them. That's a great excuse. We won't lose old people. We can track them. And then you and I are last. This is all about control. This is one of the biggest money grabs you've ever seen in history, a redistribution of the wealth and more power and control to your government over you. If you don't see it, hey, flip this off right now. You only got 15 more minutes left. Anyway, go catch Gilligan's Island or the Golden Girls or something, or maybe some WWF. I don't know. Waste your time. But if you don't get it, you don't get it. I can't help you there. You're just out of luck, I guess. We'll go back to the phones here. Fred in Iowa, you're on the show.
Yeah, good evening, Steve. Short blast. Food is your medicine, and medicine is food. Now, I'm going to make a statement here, and I got to explain it. If I ever call myself an expert, I'm a rear-end expert. Allow me to explain. Okay. Ever since a very young age, and then the tough, hard-working jobs that I've had, that we were even brutal, that's commercial fishing, crab fishing in the Bering Sea, a logger, and a longshoreman where you loaded the ships by hand, and that means 500-pound bales of paper bulk and cans of lumber, spruce cans, a foot thick, 24 inches wide, and up to 30 feet long. It took 4, 5, 6, 7 guys with picaroons. I've been there. I've had tough jobs. It was brutal. And when I was a trucker, I fingerprinted practically every load I hauled, which amounted to at least 40,000 pounds. Now, when I say I'm a rear-end expert, is ever since I was a young man, I ate meat, because I thought I had to have that protein. And not only for strength, for stamina. Right. And I was 5'10" and 160 pounds and tougher than a Missouri mule. Now, food is your medicine, and medicine is food. All you have to do if you have rear-end problems is this, and 90 out of 100, it will affect to their benefit, and that's lay off the meat and all dairy for 2 weeks, if you can tough it out, or 3 weeks, and eat green leafy vegetables, all you can, and fruits, a variety of fruits, fruits and vegetables. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, you better be near the outhouse. And that is natural. Anyhow, that's my blast. Thank you. Have a good evening. Bye-bye.
Fred, I thank you very much. We're going to go into the speed round here. I've got three, and unless somebody pops up, I'll be number four. Let's make it kind of short. I want to make sure I got everybody in here. We're going to go back to the phones here. Tony in Chicago, you're on the show.
Yeah, okay. On True News, TRUNEWS.com. That's TrueNews.com with Pastor Rick Wiles of Vero Beach, Florida. I've mentioned that too on your show before. Okay, they're showing in the town that the governor of Massachusetts lives in, and he's on the New World Order B System Jew team. Okay, they are painting arrows on the sidewalks in front of houses, just like in
are
Walmart.
You serious?
Yes,
you
need to go to www.truenews.com. You need to watch today. You need to watch yesterday's. Okay.
Okay.
You know, this will blow you away. In a nutshell. Okay. If there is not if there's not a mass uprising that's going to result in a shooting war. Okay. And that's what it's going to take. I can say
now
that.
Now,
legally.
This is in neighborhoods. Is this downtown? Is this neighborhoods or downtown?
This is in some little garbage town that this SOB lives in.
No, I know. My cousin lives in Vero Beach. Is it downtown or is it in the neighborhood?
No, this is up in Massachusetts. They're doing this.
Oh, Massachusetts.
He had it on a show.
Got it.
Yeah. But like I said, if there's not a mass uprising that results in a shooting war, and I can say that legally, we're finished, okay? Trump is on the New World Order peace system, Jew team, okay? They had Trump today coming out again talking about the million troops. Okay, they're going to go after people. This is going to be unbelievable. Nothing short of a mass uprising is going to stop this. And people better damn wake up. And these old farts that call into this show, and let me just say it, it's totally legal. You guys have nothing to lose because they're going to come after you first. Shoot the SOBs, okay, because your lives are over with anyway. And I'm serious. You watch the last 2 days of this show, you will be frantic, okay? And I'll let you go.
I'll check it out. Hey, need to move on. Appreciate it. I will check it out as soon as I get off the show here. Thank you for your call, Tony. Lenny in California, you're on the show.
Yes. I just want to back Fred's play from Iowa about the advice from the diet advice, but this call is for John about five or six calls back. He sounded like he was from South Africa or Australia. For immediate relief.
No. He's from Austin. He's Scottish. That's Scottish John. He's Scottish. In Austin.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, tell him I want to recommend black seed oil, black cumin seed oil, cold press, unrefined, 100% virgin, okay? And I got immediate relief, and I'm 60 years old, and I take absolutely no medications and refuse to. And as far as the shot, as far as you were concerned about the shot, the clip you played, I'm not taking anything. Yeah. I came here as
Good.
A pure soul. I'm going back to the source as a pure soul. All right. Now, let me just give a heads up to those who are aware, because the caller right before me hit it dead on the head. It's pressing now. ABC News is getting ready to do a series on what they call race and the division of America by the coronavirus. You see where this is headed, Mr. Elkins?
Yeah. Yeah.
You see where it's headed? They're going to use all means to divide the country.
Yeah, I do. So, I do see. You've got country. You got states opening up and states are closed down. And I'll give you a little theory on that after you finish here, because I do have one more person after you. But we've already divided.
Go ahead.
We've been divided for a while, but now they're starting to use this to divide us.
Right, and the series is
Very
called a divided nation, race and coronavirus. Now, if this is not a setup, I don't know what it is. But in any case, thank you.
Appreciate it. No, he's right. They are trying to divide us again. We're all pretty much divided, Republican, Democrat. I'm an independent. I don't like either. But this country is very divided. Now they're trying to use this to say states are open. There's a theory here that a lot of the blue states are saying that they don't want to open. They're relying on the red states to open to make money to then pay out to the blue states and all these stimulus checks here. And that's one of the things I wanted to mention, my neighbor next door, is that I think they're getting very comfortable in their time off from work, getting stimulus checks. This is part of socialism 101 here. And this is a theory I have, is that maybe the Democrats are trying to keep this thing going along and get people eased into socialism 101, staying home, getting a check. Of course, in repayment would be that you would vote for them in 2020 here, and which means Trump would be out. Trump would be gone. If this little psyop includes the 2020 election and bringing down Trump through socialism and giving away free money, and people could stay home with their families and get to enjoy that, then Trump is finished in 2020. He will not be reelected again. Go back to the phones again one more time. Mark in Florida, looks like he might be my last call.
Thanks for letting me in, Steve. I want to real quick, three items. JoshWhoTV.com, JoshWhoTV.com, seems to be a better place to load videos instead of YouTube. I'm wondering, as Trump is such a genius, how he doesn't know this is a lie and he's not telling us it's a lie, that all the people that crowded like sardines in a can to go see him, are they going to go see him 6 feet apart from now on with their masks? Are they? I'm hoping, are they going to figure out how dumb they were to praise this maniac?
Well,
because
you know, Mark, I've said, Now, Mark, I've said from the very beginning, you know, you've got the Democrats, the deplorables, the ones who will do anything to get a vote, who sling mud. They're the dirty, nasty ones that they don't care how they win the election as long as they win to at all costs. Doesn't matter. You've got on the other side, the Republicans, many of those who go to those rallies are kind of the fanatics, that they're equivalent of the deplorables on the Democrat side. And I don't trust them. I don't like them either. I'm not a Trump fan. No. Never have been. I look through this guy. To me, he's a used car salesman in a nice suit. He's phony. His toe is, he's either in the deep state himself or his toe is dangling in the deep state swamp itself. But I can't believe a guy who's been through, what, 4 or 5 bankruptcies with all his casinos and who gets funded and gets bailed out probably by deep state money would not be part of the deep state himself. I'm going to avoid this one altogether. 2020, I will not vote. No way.
Well, Trump's book should have been, instead of The Art of the Deal, How to BFS the Buyer.
Yeah. Remember the book there, The Art of the Deal. And he's a great deal breaker. And even his own wife, I played that clip once, his first wife saying he works a long day. A day of wheeling, dealing, and scheming. Now, I don't know. If you look up dictionary scheming, there are no positive references, definitions for scheming. Scheming is dishonest. And that's who this guy is. So I wasn't surprised one bit. But the alternative was to have the crooked Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump. Cancer or a different cancer.
And my last thing is, what they're doing to us is pseudoscientific Bolshevism. This is pure outright Bolshevism. Worship the state or die. That's what they're putting us to.
Yeah.
And thanks for letting me in,
Mark. I appreciate your call. Let me get one last word in here. Thank you for your call. Appreciate it, Brother Floridian. There. You know, my mother escaped East Germany to the West, 13-year-old girl during the war. She lived a very hard, hard life. To this day, you could see the damage that she went through as far as personality and behavior and different things. The war really affected her damaged goods in a way. She escaped the East to the West. Had to show her papers, surveillance, had neighbors reporting on other people, neighbors for special benefit, whatever, or praise or financial gain. And at 85 right now, there's a good possibility my mother may end her life up back in East Germany if things go this direction here with government surveillance and spying on the people and 5G and forced vaccines, mandatory vaccines, and tracking through RFID chips in a vaccine. She has a chance. This is a possibility. She may return back to East Germany, the country, that side that she left to go to freedom. And then she comes to America. What America turns into no opportunity, no land of opportunity, surveillance state. Control. See you probably tomorrow night with John Stadmiller. Take care. This is the National Intel Report signing off.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.